This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. We're talking about the news until we're joined by Paul Williams on Operation Gladio in the next hour. Declassified 9/11 pages show ties to former Saudi ambassador. I don't think there's any question about that. Just how much of a tie is it? And the Democrats are going to introduce a bill to ban kids from using assault rifles. Dangerous doctors keep working due to flawed reporting to the national database. I don't think there's any way we're ever going to find out how many mistakes are made in medicine. I just don't think it's going to happen. It would destroy their business. It's so blatant. It is just so blatant at what happens in a hospital and the fraud and the lies to cover it up. GOP leaders stamp out anti-Trump push at the Republican National Convention. We talked about that, and I think it's over. Trump, bikers for Trump assemble in Cleveland. You've been seeing them on TV. It looks pretty impressive. And Vietnam veteran Lieutenant Colonel Charles Kettles of Michigan got a Medal of Honor for saving soldiers. And there's only one thing about it. It was like 43 years too late. Why do they do that? Why do they do that? They pull somebody out of a hat every time it's like time to give an award, to make an issue. HSBC report shows Eric Holder pushed too big to jail policy. HSBC board member Holder. Vermont Attorney General sued for withholding records on possible investigation of climate change deniers. And 11 late summer quick growing vegetables you got to plant now. Yeah, buddy. Plant them now if you want these vegetables. We're talking about, especially in zone four, number one, radishes. You can still plant radishes. Kale, 60 to 75 days for maturity. Peas. Plant them again. Cucumbers. We planted here. We planted zucchinis all along the way. Denny told me the other day I made a mistake. I planted all zucchinis. Boy, we got a lot of zucchinis. No cucumbers. So it's time now to plant cucumbers. You can get them going again. Carrots. There's a list of 11 of them that you can get in the email blast. Check it out. A man given months to live with a brain tumor rejects chemo, and he does, in fact, the high-fat ketogenic diet, and he is doing well 2 years later. You can also do that ketogenic diet with coconut oil. Alzheimer's and dementia can be prevented, slowed down, and even reversed, despite what you've been told by conventional medicine. Absolutely. Nutrition, 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 and coconut oil. The right kind of cinnamon enhances memory, improves learning ability, and can reverse Parkinson's disease. The right kind of cinnamon, that is Ceylon cinnamon. And there's other cinnamons out there, but this is supposed to be the absolute best. Five signs that your Himalayan salt lamp is a fake. You can read that. Boy, ours aren't. I'll tell you, ours are the real deal. And bone broth for you and your pet. By the way, we do have lamps that are made out of salt. I know you can't imagine that if you've never seen one. They are absolutely gorgeous. All shapes and sizes. Call the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Bone broth for you and your pet. If you have achy knees, arthritis, leaky gut, well, you and your pet will feel better. Pull out your 3-quart crock pot, put in about 2.5 pounds of bones, and turn it on low, leave it for about 48 hours, and let it simmer. And it'll get all the good stuff out of the bones for you and your pet. You can make it into vegetable soup for you, and just give the bone soup to your dogs and cats. They love it. They will love it. We'll be back after this. 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us. We're going to be talking to Paul Williams, Dr. Paul Williams. He is a journalist, author of Crescent Moon Rising, The Day of Islam, Osama's Revenge, the Al-Qaeda Connection, and The Vatican Exposed, among other books. The winner of first place Keystone Press Awards for journalism, he has written articles for such outlets as Wall Street Journal, USA Today, Newsmax, WorldNet Daily, Family Security Matters, and National Review. He's also served as a consultant for the FBI, editor and publisher for the Metro, and adjunct professor of humanities at the University of Scranton. Thank you so very much, Dr. Williams, for joining us at the Power Hour today.
Joyce, call me Paul, please. It's good to be here.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Operation Gladio. Now, I know that in an hour, there's not a lot we can talk about with respect to your book. You know, the unholy alliance between the Vatican, the CIA, and the Mafia. But let's start out with, for everybody that may not know what Gladio is, because we've had a recent request by some of our listeners to have you on the show, let's start out with the definition of what was Operation Gladio.
Gladio began at the end of World War II, and it was initiated by people like Alan Dulles and Wild Bill William Donovan, who was in charge of the Office of Strategic Services. That was the precursor of the CIA during World War II. And it began by the installation of stay-behind units in Germany and Italy and throughout Europe to ward off a potential Soviet invasion. These units, like in Germany, the units were composed of Nazis. Nazi commanders like Reinhard Gehlen and Karl Wolff. And in Italy, the units were consisted of fascist troops, ex-fascist troops, under General Borghese. And they were all set up. They were equipped by us. They were trained by us. They were under OSS command. And once again, they were established to ward off a potential Soviet invasion that we feared was going to occur right after World War II. And now you got to realize that we were funding an armies, really vast armies, throughout Europe. We were funding them, and the source of that funding came from the OSS. And that engaged the OSS in black operations to raise funds, including the heroin trade. And, I mean, all this is very, very well documented. In 1947, when the communists were poised to take control of the Italian government in the election, Operation Gladio came in full swing. We started to fund mafia thugs to raid the Soviet headquarters and the communist headquarters in order to crush the PKK, the Italian Communist Party. Well, that went on and on and on. Our forces over there to ward off communists and to ward off the Soviets for a long time, Joyce. And it resulted in us mounting false attacks in Italy that we could blame on the Red Brigades, and in Munich, the Munich massacre that we could blame on the communists. And it went on, and eventually Gladio evolved into a massive operation to gain control of the resources, the natural resources throughout the world, not just for the U.S. government, but for international global interest, international businessmen, global bankers. And that, and the CIA fell under the control of these people, and it has persisted to this day. That, in a nutshell, is Gladio. And anyone that really wants to understand Gladio should really take a look at what's taking place in Turkey as we're speaking.
Okay, then my next question after what is Operation Gladio, or what was it, is why... Now, Operation Gladio came in at right about the time that I was born. So why is it important that after all these years, and I mean there's been a lot of years, why after all these years is it important for us to be talking about it and important enough for you to write a book about it?
Well, there's nothing more important. It never stopped. Operation Gladio, as I said, and I think anyone, not that I'm a genius or anything, I'm only an investigative reporter, but it never stopped. And Gladio, the forces behind Gladio still control all the events that are taking place in the world today, including the rise of ISIS, including, as I said, the situation in Syria and in Turkey, the situation in the Middle East. It only makes sense when you come to terms with Gladio and the fact that that operation is still very, as a matter of fact, it's stronger than ever.
Okay, let's talk about this unholy alliance that you say existed between the Vatican, the CIA, and the Mafia. Why the combination of those organizations together?
Well, you got to get back to the 1940s. The guy by the name of Paul E. Helliwell, who was in charge, he was working with the OSS in China with Chiang Kai-shek. Well, Paul E. Helliwell realized that Chiang Kai-shek was funding his national army solely through the sale of heroin to addicts throughout China. And from that trade, that drug trade, the entire national army, was propped up and supported for years and years and years. And Helliwell, instituted with through the OSS something called cargo air transport, in which a fleet of planes transported heroin from Burma and Thailand and Laos into China for Chiang Kai-shek to sell. And when the CIA came into operation in 1947, there was absolutely not one dime in funding for black operations. And there was a huge problem because we had to address that situation in Italy where the Communist Party would have taken over the government. There were more communists, registered communists, as a matter of fact, in Italy at that time than anywhere else in Europe. There were almost as many registered communists in Italy as in Russia. So, I mean, we had to definitely address that problem. But the problem, we needed black operations in order to use thugs, in order to to break down the headquarters of the Italian communists. So we needed money. And Helwell came up with this wonderful idea in 1947 that he conveyed to Dulles and conveyed to Bill Donovan right at the creation of the CIA. He said, look it, what we could do is we can become engaged in the heroin trade. Now, all this is documented. It sounds outrageous, but I mean, what I'm telling you, came to light under the Church Committee hearings that took place in Washington,
right.
Under the
mm-hmm.
Kerry hearings that took place in Washington. I mean, it's all well established. We became involved in the heroin trade. What we did was we began to work with the Sicilian Mafia. And we imported drugs from the same place in Southwest and Southeast Asia to bring drugs into Marseille, and from there they were the poppies were turned into number four heroin. And beginning in 1947, we started to experiment. The CIA started to experiment in trafficking in the United States, and the target population at that time. Helwell said this. He said, and Donovan said this, that the perfect place, the perfect people to experiment with this drug trade to see if the agency could make a massive fortune from it would be the black population, especially the black population that circulated around jazz clubs, because they thought that jazz was decadent, and the people that frequented jazz clubs, especially in Harlem and places like that, were prone to smoke marijuana. So in 1947, the CIA worked with the Sicilian Mafia and put people like Santos Traficante in Cuba, and we imported heroin into the inner cities of New York and other major metropolitan areas on the East Coast, and sold the drugs to with the mafia to the black population, and it caught on, and it provided the major source of funding for the CIA, and that source kept blossoming over the years and over the years, and when we were in Southeast Asia during the Vietnam War, CIA set up a bank, the Nguyen Han Bank. Only to launder the money from the Nguyen Han Bank from that drug trade to the Vatican, and the Vatican played a part because the Vatican owned a bank. It was a sovereign institution within a sovereign state. So if anybody wanted to look, try to uncover the laundering process, they'd come to a dead end because once again, everything there is sovereign. There's no internal auditors or external auditors. So that went on and on and on for a long period of time. And Joyce, the source of the black funds for the CIA continued to be the drug trade. That's why during Vietnam, and you probably remember this because I'm older than you are, that the people, our soldiers during that time were transported back into the Andrews Air Force Base in body bags. And stuff within those body bags, and this was front page news, were stashes of heroin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, massive stashes, mm-hmm. stashes of heroin. And it was from the Andrews Air Force Base on military cargo.
I mean,
transport planes. So our involvement there was very well revealed to the American people.
Okay, we got a break. We got to go to a break, Paul. We got a 3-4 minute break. We got a 4 minute break. We'll be back after this 4 minute break with Paul Williams, Dr. Paul Williams, and the book is Operation Gladio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Available at Amazon. Stay tuned.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price. Until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us. It is 24 minutes after the hour, wherever you're sitting, and the Dow prior to opening is at 7 points in the red. I just thought I would tell you that if you're listening to this program live on the 19th of July. We're joined by Dr. Paul Williams talking about Operation Gladio. We've identified what Operation Gladio is, and I have to ask the question, you say it's never ended, But why is it important? What are we going to learn in the year 2016? Why is it important for us to be talking about it, to spend an hour of international airtime on the subject of Operation Gladio? What are we going to learn from this? What is important, Paul?
Well, Joyce, first of all, Gladio explains our involvement in Vietnam. Secondly, it explains our involvement in Afghanistan. Thirdly, it involves what's taking place right now with the cartels in Mexico, and it explains why a 747 could land in Chicago filled with drugs under a guy by the name of Jesus Niebla, who is a member of the El Chapo cartel down there, and nothing happens. Nothing happened to him. It explains why drugs arrive in the Andrews Air Force Base, a military cargo plane, something that's been documented by people like Sibel Edmonds and others. The drugs come from Turkey, and they're flown from Turkey and Ankara, Turkey, to Brussels on NATO planes, and they're transported in U.S. military cargo planes to the Andrews Air Force Base, where they're...
Okay, well, then forgive me for asking this question, but then if you were a consultant for the FBI and you work with them, then why don't you go tell them what's going on and expose what's going on? I mean, and have them expose what's going on.
I have done that. I mean, you know, you're presuming I haven't.
Okay.
I've done that time and time and time again. I've written about it. I've screamed about it. I go to programs like this, screaming
mm-hmm.
about it.
And what is their response?
There's no response. And if what I was saying was not true, they should take me and throw me in jail. I've said that time and time and time again. I can prove it. I've seen it. I must have been behind a computer. I've been out there. I was very much involved in the pizza trials. I've been clobbered by the mafia, but and by thugs throughout my career. But it's for you to presume that I haven't spoken about this. I mean, I've cried out about this on national news programs from NPR to Fox News. I've screamed about it.
And no, and please
be aware that our troops in Afghanistan, why weren't they allowed to decimate the poppy fields? That would have been the heroin problem once and for all.
Bingo. Well, no. And please don't think I'm just playing devil's advocate with you here. Because, no, I understand. I exposed the Gulf War illness issue. I exposed selling weapons to Iraq just prior to the Gulf War, that we sent our troops into a place that we had created the anthrax, created the
right.
Whatever. No. I understand that you can yell and scream and nobody listens. But I'm just making a point.
There's a book called The Tin Drum by Gunther Grass. And it's a wonderful novel, and there's a good lesson in it. There's a character in it who's a dwarf by the name of Oscar, a little boy who never really grew up. And what he does is he sees the rise of the Third Reich, and he has a drum. And he starts beating a drum, and he can scream so loud that he can shatter glass. But he beats the drum and screams so loud that he can shatter glass, and do you know what happens? Nothing.
What?
And that's exactly the situation right here. I can
mm-hmm.
be on your show, I can beat the drum, and I can scream, but nothing will be done. And the fact that the people here are so complacent, and they see like the heroin problem, just at that in particular, and they realize that heroin can come into this country now as never, never, never before. And they think they don't equate that with national security. They don't equate that with if things are so loose, free and loose, that if heroin can flow in like, like sugar, that that other things can flow in here as well. If people are so oblivious to that fact, then there's really nothing I can do.
No, I feel your pain. I understand what you're saying, because you can tell the truth to a crowd and they almost either can't understand it, don't know what to do with it, or feel as though, oh no, they would never do that. That's our government. And why do you think this is? Because our government has led itself to be the policeman of the world. They wear the white hats all the time. They can do no wrong. Do you think it's because the people cannot understand that there is such criminality and evil in our own government?
No, the thing is, Joyce, you can't explain it by thinking it's politicians here like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and the whole crew of them, Kerry. They don't count. The people who really count are the people who profit from it. The bottom line is money. natural resources and money.
Okay, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that, the CIA, and also the Vatican's involvement in this after this three-minute break with the Power Hour. Paul Williams, we'll be right back. Operation Gladio is the book. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. I just want to make a quick mention back to the news in the first hour. The Donald Trump is now said to be furious over what happened with his wife last night in front of 350,000 people. He is furious about that. I would be too. The very fact that she has been made out to be a phony, a fraud, or whatever, in a very innocent situation, she was giving a speech that she probably believed to be a speech. And now to find out that it's been plagiarized from Michelle Obama is horrendous. I mean, that is just absolutely terrible. I really think he's going to come out swinging now because his wife has been made a fool of in front of 350 million people. So that is the latest on that. We're talking, though, this hour. Oh, and I want to thank you for purchasing from the Power Mall. We're going to be talking to Robert Redfern in a few minutes about the Health Point machine, a machine, trust me, that works. And I want to remind you that we have some really wonderful shortwave radios on special. More and more people are getting ready for whatever. We don't know what it's going to be, but a shortwave radio is something you are going to need. We have a single sideband shortwave radio, and we also have the regular shortwave radio available at the Power Mall. Give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to the Power Mall.com. We're talking to Paul Williams today in his book, which is an incredible book, and you can see all the wonderful ratings on it at Amazon. The Operation Gladio book, talking about the drug importation here in the United States. Paul, you said that the drugs were brought in as a way to raise money for the CIA, and I want to bring up the also the Vatican linkage to this, but you said as a way to fund the CIA. I guess I don't understand why they needed to fund the CIA with this when they have all the money in the world. All they have to do is print it. It's not backed up by anything. It's fiat money in the first place. But is there another motivation behind seeding all the black people with drugs?
No, it's not just black people now. It's
right, but I mean back then when it was blacks, and now it's everybody.
Yeah, that's
right.
How it started. But you got to realize, Joyce, you know, places like agencies like the CIA have to have an accounting for their funds. We have CIA agents in every corner of the world engaged in black operations. Well, what's interesting is there are no funds allocated for black operations. Where does that funding come from? And if you start looking into that, you realize that it's coming from, you know, from the drug trade. And it has been since the creation of the CIA in 1947. I mean, once again, that's been substantiated that by congressional committees. I mean, I'm not saying anything that's a conspiracy theory. I mean, it's substantiated.
Mm-hmm.
Testimony from CIA officials. So once again, it, without the drug trade, and you got to realize that at the end of the Vietnam conflict, which once again was a conflict that was created by a false flag attack, the Gulf of Tonkin, that really never occurred, and we went in there. I mean we were in there really to protect, to a large extent, the drug trade, and the same thing in Afghanistan. And now that we're pulling out of Afghanistan, you have the rise of heroin that's being grown and cultivated in Mexico. And that's coming in, and this is documented too. In 747s flying into a Chicago airport.
Wow! Now you say now that we're pulling out,
nothing happens.
Did you say now that we're pulling?
News like that just flies by everyone's sight, and nobody picks up on it. It's incredible.
Okay, now did you say that? Okay, wait a second, Paul. Paul, did you say now that we're pulling out of Afghanistan?
Yeah.
You really think we are?
Yeah, I really think we are.
Okay, I don't know that we've seen that. He just announced there's going to be more troops going back again. I don't know that we've seen that, because I don't think we're going to let go of that drug trade.
We've had, the fact is that in Afghanistan right now, we have not been able to control the Taliban. And matter of fact, I don't know why we're at war with the Taliban in the beginning to start with, because they had nothing to do with 9/11. But in any case, with the fact that the Taliban controls a great part of Afghanistan right now, especially where poppies are cultivated, the CIA has developed with the Mexican cartels a heroin industry that's just as potent and just as profitable as in Afghanistan. I mean, drugs, heroin, poppies are growing right now in the Guerrero area of Mexico, and you know it matches anything that's being grown in the Helmand province. So that's what I'm saying. And the drugs there are, you know, I mean, gosh, it's just right over the border, easy to transport into the U.S.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about the involvement with the Vatican. Then I want to open up the phone lines because I know a lot of people would like to ask you questions. Ladies and gentlemen, the phone number, 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923. If you have a question or comment for our guest today, Paul Williams, Operation Gladio. Now, let's talk about the involvement of the Vatican. I mean, really, how deeply entrenched and how evil is this involvement with the Vatican?
Well, it was incredibly evil, you know, to start with, because what happened in 1947, like I said, the United States government, the Truman administration at that time, was very much concerned about the rise of the communists in Italy, and so was Pope Pius XII. So the newly created CIA started to work with the Vatican, and they realized that the best way to break up the PKK, the Italian Communist Party, was to use mafia thugs who could go in and kill them, take the communist leaders and make them disappear. And that happened. And the funding for all that, of course, had to come from black operations. Well, I mean, you can't really run that funding through, through an American bank and not have people find out what the source of it is. So the Vatican Bank was a perfect laundry. It was a perfect laundry for the CIA. It's a sovereign institution within a sovereign state. There are no internal audits. There are no external audits. There are no records of it. And to this day, it still represents a perfect laundry. And the laundering there, by the way, once again, this came out during the Ambrosiano affair, which created a major scandal throughout the world. And most Americans are unaware of it. And that exposed the fact that the Vatican Bank was a major laundry. I mean, that's been proven. Criminal charges were raised against the Vatican Bank. They had to make a huge reparations. I mean, all that has been established, Joyce. So the involvement of the Vatican Bank in Gladio in the beginning, and we even had at the CIA, and we still have to this day, a Vatican desk. And for a long time, that desk was manned by a guy by the name of James Jesus Angleton. And that desk has even been responsible for rigging some papal elections. So, yeah.
Okay, with the respect to the Vatican, what is the purpose of the Vatican?
What's the purpose of the Vatican?
Right.
The Vatican runs the Catholic Church.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, is it really a cover for something else?
Well, I mean, it's not really a cover for anything else, but what happened with the Vatican is, you got really, before 1929, the Vatican was broke. It had absolutely, the rats were infesting almost all the apostolic palaces within Vatican City. The Pope didn't even have enough money for an exterminator. So the Pope at that time created a deal with Mussolini. It was called the Lateran Treaty. And by that, he received, the Vatican got sovereign status as a sovereign state. It's not part of Italy. All the holdings by the Vatican throughout Italy were tax exempt. And he also received $90 million in cash from Mussolini. And they used a guy by the name of Nogara to invest those funds. And he did it very, very, very ingeniously. And because of that deal with Mussolini, going back in 1929, the Vatican emerged as a very, very, very rich institution. And once again, that institution, the holdings with the Vatican City and the Vatican Bank, serve really no religious purpose, but it prevents the church from going belly up, especially in these days when there's so many suits flying around, that, you know, against the Holy See. And that money is secure. It's a sovereign institution, once again, within a sovereign state.
Well, let's open up the phone lines. Or, Blake, let's see, do we have any callers? 85. Okay, Renee in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Paul Williams.
I like this guy. I think he's way fairer than a lot of people I hear. Because often in conservative talk radio, it is a biased, limited hangout. where they blame everybody but their own group. And if you dare point out some of the blame that the Protestants have played, they lose their minds. The CIA,
well, let me just say, Paul, you've done something if you've gotten Renee's kudos. If you've gotten her kudos, you've done something, Paul.
Well, thank you. And I just want to say to Renee, thank you very much, Renee, and Joyce, to you. Yeah, something very significant is going to happen on our soil very soon, and people should buy shortwave radios.
Okay.
But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Very good. Go ahead, Renee.
Well, the thing is, like I said, I agree with you, Joyce. You said the other day, it's everybody. Everybody wants to point it at a one particular group that's not their own group. And so the thing is, you know, the CIA was established by a bunch of WASPs, okay, Protestants, because it came out of Skull and Bones, and Skull and Bones did not allow Jews or Catholics. At the beginning of this country, there were 3 million Protestants, 1,000 Jews, and something like 100,000 Catholics. Just the Jews that many blame, those are 1,000 to 1 odd. Well, the thing is, if you lost to them, you deserved to with those odds. So the thing is, in fact, when you say stuff like that, you're kind of making yourself look like a bunch of idiots, okay? So the thing is, I find that, like you, it's all, the thing is, it's a lot of times the Protestants want to leave themselves out of this where they have to have played a part, because they're the ones that got all the land grants from England, where they started off with the most property. They didn't even allow the Catholics to hold office in many places. Then a lot of them who did not succeed in business actually had to leave and go to Texas, which was controlled by Spain, because they had no extradition treaty and they had run up debt, and then they lied to the Spanish government because Spain was getting property but did not want the WASP on the border. Their one requirement was you be a Mexican, agree to be a Mexican citizen and become Catholic. And a lot of those people, the WASP, coming into Texas, lied in order to get hundreds of thousands of acres of free property from the Spanish government.
Okay.
Oh, they don't want to talk about that.
Right, right. Thank you very much, Renee. Good point, good point. I also want to bring up, Phil Restino just sent me an article, Nice Brings to Mind Operation Gladio. It's not over. It's still happening around the world. And the idea that drugs are such a huge problem that that nobody wants to address the fact that the United States government and military is involved in the distribution of these drugs. We know that from Vietnam on. We know that. Definitely Afghanistan. All right, let me go to, first of all, do you want to say something in response to Renee?
Well, the one thing that you got to realize that Gladio always use false flag attacks. I mean, that we have employed false flag attacks to advance the cause, not the cause of the American people or even of the American government. You got to realize there's a government within the government. I mean, people look at that and they think it might be crazy, it might be conspiracy, but it's true. You have places like the Council on Foreign Relations. You don't look at the individual members. Realize right now, Joyce, that the Council on Foreign Relations and every Secretary of State we've had since World War II came from the Council on Foreign Relations. Every national defense, every advisor. The fact is that the Council on Foreign Relations doesn't consist of individuals. It consists of corporations. Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley. I mean, these are the people who are really behind, and the power behind the politicians.
Right.
They have lobbyists. They have PACs, and they influence everything. So what's happening, like, for instance, in Turkey right now, that was such a false flag. I mean, screams out, this is Gladio all over again. And it's allowing Erdogan to crack down on the people, to create an Islamic state there, And everybody's turning a blind eye to it.
That's right.
Very, very obvious.
So
what's
true.
Happening right now in Iran and in Syria, it all revolves around the vast resources in the Caspian Sea. We want that oil. We want that natural gas. We want that gold. We want that uranium. We don't want Russia to get it or China to get it. We want the major business conglomerates to get it.
Yes.
And that's why we're so concerned about Syria, because you have to create a pipeline from the Caspian Sea. You have to have it go through Iran, through northern Iraq, and through Syria. So Syria is strategic. But everything is explained in terms of the money.
Yes, so, and I would encourage you to get the book Operation Gladio. You can get it at Amazon. And by the way, the article by Paul Craig Roberts, Nice brings to mind Operation Gladio. The same thing we were saying. How does this big truck end up being able to go down a closed street and attack all those people? How does that happen when it's totally closed down? I don't know. But let me go to Dave in Texas. Dave in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Paul Williams.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning, Joyce.
Good morning.
Paul, I've listened to your interviews over the years, and I commend you for your knowledge and your insight. I always am just flabbergasted at your depth of knowledge on those things. But I want you to correct me if need be. The reading that I have done on our involvement in Afghanistan, I understood that the Taliban, as they were in control when we invaded, were actually so fundamentally Islamic that they were opposed to the poppy fields, and that they had eradicated many of the poppy fields. Hence, the reason perhaps that we got into Afghanistan, and so now it's up around the 90% range of the world supply. Am I incorrect in that?
Thank you so much, but you're totally, totally correct. The Taliban, as you said, in the year 2000 under Mullah Omar, began eradicating the poppy crop.
Okay, we got to go to this break. We got a 3-minute break. We got a 3-minute break. We'll be back with Paul Williams and Dave in Texas. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Joyce Riley.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. Our guest is Dr. Paul Williams. Operation Gladio is the book, and I think you'll find it most enlightening to learn the history of all of this. And plus, somebody just sent me another a bio of yours, and you like to play racquetball. So I finally found somebody that likes to play racquetball. I wish you were near me, Paul. I really do.
I love it, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Once again, I'm an old man now, but I, you know, but yeah, I do that and I run, and that keeps my mind a little bit. It clears it up from the fog that's starting to set in.
And it also says you love to travel with your beautiful wife, so that is awesome. Let me go back to Dave in Texas. Dave, are you still there? Oh, Dave's gone. Okay, let's go to Tom in California. Tom in California, you're on the air with our guest today, Paul Williams. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Joyce. 2 points. How about William Cooper in his book states that how the Bushes, you can count them for all the coke that was brought here in the 70s, 80s. And then you had MENA Airport with the CIA, Bushes, and the Clintons.
Right.
And the Clintons are the Bushes. Simple as that. And how our corrupt system will ever be fixed, I don't know.
Okay, is that a question? Let me go to...
Let me just ask one more question. What do you feel about if we're going to have martial law in the United States?
Okay, thank you very much, Tom, for the phone call. Paul, martial law here.
Oh, I think it's definitely going to come about. I think something cataclysmic is going to occur on our soil very soon. And that's why I said that about the shortwave radios. I think that something that's going to exceed 9/11 is going to occur here very quickly, and that will permit martial law. That will permit the suppression of all the rights that we have. Yeah, I think you can see that coming.
And I think everybody needs to get access to some type of communication, and I think the shortwave radio or ham radio, whichever you have access to with a sideband, a single sideband, is the absolute best thing to do. Let me go to Dr. Jones in Mexico. Go ahead, please, Dr. Jones. You're on with Paul Williams.
All right. Try to connect a couple dots here. My contention is that Black Lives Matter and the people in general, but black people in particular, complaining about police stems around drug prohibition. Drug prohibition, as your guest noted, is the key way that the CIA can funnel money through black ops, the way the banks can get a lot of money. So my suggestion for a solution is to get people to go to local city council, county boards, et cetera, and say, we don't want the cops to crack down on drugs at all. We don't want the cops to put themselves at risk, to threaten people, and to help the banks and the illegal money laundering. So that's my suggestion for your guest, and maybe he can comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Jones. I'll tell you, we have the best listeners. I'm telling you, any of our listeners could be a guest on this program. They're so challenging to me and to the guest, and I thank each and every one of them. Go ahead, please, in your response. We don't have much time. We're about a minute, Paul.
You know, I know a lot of your listeners would disagree with me, but that's not a bad idea. I mean, it's really not give people the liberty to kill themselves. I mean, you know, they could do that before, before the 1920s, and with all this legislation right now, it's not working with drugs, and most of the people our prisons are filled with people who have offended our drug laws. It's not working, and the fact that. That is controlled by us, and the CIA's involvement should alarm all Americans. That, you know, it's like Pogo said, I look for the enemy, and I just discovered it is us.
That's right. Thank you so much, Paul Williams. You've been a joy to have on the show today. Thank you for your incredible information. The book, Operation Gladio, available at Amazon. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10-second break. Thank you so much for joining us, Paul. Have a blessed day. We'll be right back.